And for a second Community Connection option this morning, I get to talk with, I'll start with Lester Gagan, but you got Courtney in here today, and you got an event coming up Saturday night. It's the annual Chamber Banquet for Ramona, right?
You bet. This is our, I believe, our 10th annual.
Has it been that long?
Wow. I believe it's 9th or 10th, but
I'll trust whatever you tell me.
Yeah, last year was our biggest, and I think this year is going to be our largest that we've had. We've got an excellent guest speaker this year. Gary Ward from Ramona, but he coached at Oklahoma State for 16 years, and he's very well known. And we got a good auction coming up this year, and have all the dignitaries coming from that's running for political office, our sheriff's office is showing up, our city mayor. I mean, it's a lot of dignitaries there for a town of this small, and we've seated 224 seats this year, so we think we're going to be sold out.
Well, and it's always a good meal and a lot of fun just talking with the folks that are there too.
Yes, sir, and I'll tell you, people really like that event because of the opportunity to visit with everybody else. And of course, our meal is catered by a nice lady that has been doing it for several years now, and she is going to do it again this year, and that's Courtney here, mm-hmm. by the way.
But she's over there smiling.
And she's also our president of the Chamber of Commerce, so...
I see a family affair going on here somewhere along the line as far as at least your immediate family stepping forward and say, we want to be part of the leadership of the community.
Our whole family does. We're so big we have to step in, but this chamber is so involved in the community and scholarships, and it's just, it's just a great deal. Courtney's taken just to the next level to make it even better.
Well, those scholarships are so important to the graduates of the high school and their families, and it's a reason to start talking to those 7th graders, 8th graders, freshmen, and say, somebody's going to get chosen. It could be you, and you need to start doing the right things mm-hmm. to academically come along, and also I know you look at not just grades but character and goals in the community and that sort of thing.
So. Service is a big part of our scholarship, and this banquet helps to fund those type of things, the different scholarships and stuff. So we're really excited about Friday night, just kicking this off, having a great time, raising money so we can get back to our community. And when we say community, we don't just mean Ramona. We call it the Caney Valley community. So we're all a family down there.
Well, and I mean, that's the identity of the school system. And I think most communities, I don't care if you're New York City or the smallest community in the country, your school system is part of your identity.
Absolutely. And we have a wonderful school system.
Yeah. And so it's part, I thought this event was just a pie auction. I mean, you guys.
Not just a pie auction.
I say that with a smile on my face,
right,
but I know it's not.
But I'll tell you what, with Mary Gagan and Kay Miller's pies, and they're phenomenal. Yeah. Sometimes my Aunt Ruby pops into and brings a pie or a cake, which are awesome, and those really help help with the auction, and people really get into them. It's fun when you bring someone that's not from around here and they come to the auction and they watch some of these pies. They can go for $300 or $400 and watch their jaws drop, and you're like, oh, that's nothing. You don't even know.
They had this pie either.
Exactly.
Also, the other sister, Nellie, she makes outlandish cakes, mm-hmm. and she donates them sometimes, and she's a great pie baker too. But I'm not sure that there's any bad pie bakers in that Adcock family, I'll just tell you.
I haven't sampled them all, but I was there for bidding a number of years, and you're right, they go for $300 or more. And it's all to benefit the community, and particularly the young people in your community. But you have other things that are going on throughout the year as well, whether it's fireworks or baseball or
right.
a reunion or a lot of other things that the chamber is involved in.
It is. It's involved. I would say our big key events, we do an ice cream social in September to kind of welcome people back to school, and we partner with the casino. Mm-hmm. The Cherokee Casino really steps up and helps us out, and we partner with them on that. And then we have a children's Christmas party that some years serves up to 200 children for the Caney Valley area. Our scholarships, if there's a need in the community, we like to step up and do that. We've done Thanksgiving baskets and Christmas gifts for families maybe that have been in dire straits or have a situation occur. So we just love it. It's just a great thing, and and just good for our community.
Well, and I think as part of a close-knit community, we think of it as a small community, but it doesn't have to be. But close-knit communities know what's going on in the lives of the people that live there, the people they're friends with, and when necessary, they step up and do something for them.
Absolutely. I moved back here about 4 years ago. I'd been gone for about 12 years, and I was just this year thinking we had several different events. I went to the high school basketball tournament, completely packed, sold out. And then you turn around and we had the Cade Minor Memorial local show, completely packed in the stands. And then you go, we had an American Legion grand opening, packed. So I'm hoping that the house will be packed Friday night here as well.
Well, let's just talk about that. We'll mention tickets are available.
And they are available.
I know you have a goal that you would rather not exceed seats for because the size of the hall or the amount of food that's being provided, but we want to sell all the tickets you got.
Absolutely. There's different options. You can contact Lester. You can text him or call him at 918-671-1919. You can go by American Bank, Ramona, and get your tickets there. And then the last resort, if for some reason you can't get a hold of someone or get to Ramona, you can purchase them at the door.
And that's a big deal right there. But it's always fun to see, you know, who shows up. And it is an election year, Lester, so you're probably right. You're going to have, I don't know, you could have all the candidates for governor there that night.
Well, we probably could, but, you know, what we try to do is keep all of our locals in. But we've had a couple of run for Congress that want to come, lieutenant governor. So we've really drawn attention to this this banquet, because it the who's are there, and that's they need to know that. But so we've had them contacted. But I want to say something about tickets.
Please do.
If they want to call in early or text me early, I will put some tickets in an envelope and they can pick them up at the door. We'll call and pay for them then, so they'll make sure they've got tickets.
It's the conversations across the tabletop, either with somebody you just met or somebody that you've known for 20 years, it doesn't matter. You know, you've got a speaker, and I don't want to diminish what the speaker has to say, but sometimes you'll get in a conversation with somebody that just makes it a real enjoyable evening, regardless if the speaker didn't have to say a word.
Absolutely. Well, you
know, and the one we got this year, Courtney, will say he is very well known, very highly thought of, a gentleman and a scholar.
Mostly a cowboy.
Yeah.
Go Pokes.
Yeah. And we had one last year and we sold out too, but it's just it's such a heartwarming event. Everybody there's kind of dresses up and gets food up, and then it's just a nice event that we have. And this year it's at the Happy Hill Church, because we had to move because we got too big. And the Baptist Church held it for about 6 or 7 years and did it. Kevin Baker did an outstanding job of helping us. And
You know, when you talk about community right now, I'm a teacher, so I'm able to be here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice of you to stay out of Oklahoma City today to talk to us.
I did stay to talk to you, and I hope something gets accomplished and we're back in school soon, but that's a sidebar. You know, we were talking about everyone coming together in a community. Well, we were supposed to have some Caney Valley High School kids be the servers. Well, with school out, that's really, really tricky to do. I mean, made one call to Pastor Richie at Happy Hill, and bam, he's got it covered for us with their youth and their congregation. So it's just great to be in a community where you can problem solve real fast.
We're talking about your community right now, but I think a lot of people could say it's that community relationship anywhere that you call on the local pastor, you call on the local superintendent, whoever, and all of a sudden everybody's there to help you.
Absolutely. And I feel like Bartlesville has that vibe too. You know, we can make about anything happen as long as we communicate.
And we're communicating right now that tickets are available. Lester is probably the best way to get tickets. But again, you can reserve them. He'll have them for you at the door. And then listen to that speaker. And then if you find something you want to bid on, that's great. What else besides the great food? Usually you've got some good baskets for people to bid on.
We do. We've got some good baskets. Actually, when we leave here, my Uncle Frank lives in Sedan, and he made a beautiful lodgepole ladder that we're going to pick up that's either probably 8 or 10 foot tall. We have baskets to bid on. Several just different items show up. I think there's going to be some gardening things. There's going to be our family member that lives out in Pampa or Miami, Texas, made a beautiful flower arrangement that's like in a horn, like a cattle horn thing. It's gorgeous. So we'll have lots of stuff like that show up. I know Bluestem Mercantile down south of Ramona, 5 miles, is going to be donating a basket. So there'll be plenty of items. I think a Moremaker knife's being donated by my dad. Lots. Bring your money.
Well, that, I like that part.
And, or bring your husband's money.
Or as the family arrangement is, whatever, however that works out for you.
Right.
The business community of again, the I say Ramona, but it's the larger area, really, mm-hmm. Always step forward. And any chamber, that's what they're there for.
Absolutely.
The betterment of the community, or particularly the business community of the people mm-hmm. they serve.
Absolutely.
You know what I respect most about that whole banquet, though? And it's all great. But it's how my wife, Becky, takes over the getting the kids and making sure they're dressed properly, the boys in black slacks, white shirt, and then they all wear aprons. Mm-hmm. And how nice a job they do in manly and courtesy of serving them tables. It's just so neat to watch them, that youth step in here and be part of the American Legion. And we got two boys coming that help us every time, Ace Ulrich and Caleb Goodman. They're going to come and help us move all the boxes of plates and things. Well, a box of them plates probably weighs 50 pounds or more, so they've helped us for years, and it's just we got a lot of youth involved in our chamber banquet, so we're really excited about that.
Well, this is a new site for you, Happy Hill Church welcoming the community in.
It's our second year.
Our second
we
year.
Were there
okay.
last year.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I forgot
it's
about
a,
that.
That building is incredible.
Yeah.
And we get to work with Richard Cook of Happy Hill, which is always a joy.
Yeah.
And well, this is a fun event, and we're inviting the entire listening audience, or at least as many as you can fit in the church building, to come down and be part of what's going on. Celebrate the good things that go on in the Ramona Chamber of Commerce and the things you do. Scholarships, all the other events we're talking about, and maybe even ask a few questions about how you can become a member of the chamber.
Absolutely.
Lester, what did we leave out here?
Well, I just want to mention one other thing.
Sure.
Big event that's getting ready to happen in the Caney Valley community area. Memorial Day, we go to four cemeteries and do the rifle volley and the taps and national anthem and flag raising.
Mm-hmm.
Ramona, American Legion does. In conjunction with our chamber and our auxiliary people, this year at the Legion, after we finish up at Ramona, everybody's going to be invited to come to the American Legion, and we're going to have hot dogs, chips, cups of ice cream, potato salad, and serve you for free.
Okay.
Come in our new facility, it's air conditioned, because they don't have a place to go after Memorial Day. So we're going to make a big event of that and come back up and get on the radio. But that's going to be one of the biggest events probably, because we've got the whole group helping us on that deal. And we put up 325 flags, little flags at Ramona every year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 23 flags, and there's a story behind that we line the walkway with. And then we do the taps. And so we're really reviving our American Legion's grown, but we work so close with the chamber and
the city of Ramona.
The city of Ramona and the school system. We have a tremendous superintendent down there who steps in there and helps us do a lot of things. So we're excited. I just wanted to throw that in there early to get everybody's taste buds watered.
Absolutely. And again, we're not talking that many days and weeks to a Memorial Day weekend, and we need to do the ceremonial things that make everything else happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, you start at the ceremonies then at 9 o'clock in the morning. Is that right? That morning.
Well, we go to Oglesby at 9:30 or 10:30.
Okay.
Then we go to Metoka Baptist Church, Oshaleta, then Metoka Baptist Church, and then Baptist Cemetery, and then Ramona's last.
Okay.
We finish up at Ramona at about noon or shortly after.
I had seen the schedule, but I've slept since then.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're going to have about 300 hot dogs there.
Okay. How do you get tickets for the event, for the chamber event this weekend?
This weekend, you can either text or call my dad at 918-671-1919 or go to American Bank of Oklahoma in Ramona, and they will hook you up, and they're $15.
It's going to be a good night. You'll have a good time, even if you don't take a pie home. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so
morning.
Much thank for having you. Us.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate everything you do.
Thank
News
you.
On the way next.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KW.